Now here's a guy who's covered a lot of ground.
You grab your strap and you check your grip, cause we're headed off on a whole new trip.
Will Billy put away his guitar and became a long-haul trucker to help raise his family after he'd released a couple of albums in the 1970s. 4 decades later, he keeps on trucking, but he was convinced the time was right to go back into the studio to record a new album, Highways and Heart Attacks.
I've been a drifter, I've been a hobo, a car salesman and a tramp. I've been up on Knob Hill and I've been flat on my back.
You know, it wasn't easy to pin him down during his rambling routes, but he's rolled to a stop in Austin, Texas, and joins our friends at member station KUT there. Mr. Billy, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
May I ask, where'd you come in from? What kind of freight are you hauling?
Oh, we haul different types of cryogenics, liquid helium, liquid nitrogen, oxygen, natural gas.
Well, let me make that a life question, though. When it comes to life, where do you come from and what kind of freight have you been hauling?
Well, raised in San Antonio, started my music career in San Antonio. A lot of playing, was under contract with Malico. That first cut that she played was from an album I did with them in 77, Passing Dream. And when nothing happened with the record, I pretty much had to look for a real job. My wife was pregnant with our second child, and it was time to get a real job.
It's all just a passing dream, there for someone else.
I had a songwriting contract that ended in the late 80s, and it was one of those situations where they couldn't place my tunes. I was pretty discouraged. I put my guild in the case and I locked the case, and there was probably, I don't know, 24 half-finished songs in that case. And I didn't play it for several years.
So what put you back in the studio recording music?
Well, I told my wife, I said, you know, it'd be a real kick to be able to go back into the studio one more time. Kind of a bucket list kind of thing. Yeah. And Josh Rosenthal, who owns Tompkins Square, the label that my two albums that I did back in the 70s were reissued on. Josh called me up and said, have you ever thought about doing another album? And I said, man, my voice is gone, dude. I mean, it sounds like a cross between Budweiser Frog and Clint Eastwood.
Wait, that's a great sound, but go ahead.
Well, he disagreed. He said, well, I like the way it sounds. And I said, well, I'd love to.
There's a family on the highway, in a car that won't go home. The staggering reality, the kids ain't got a home.
Let me ask you about I think, particularly good song. The Homeless Ain't Just Hobos Anymore.
Yeah.
There's a mother and kids living under a bridge, downtown my hometown. And the fear in the eyes of a child at night, when footsteps are coming around. And the homeless ain't just hobos anymore.
That's a heart-cursing song and makes you understand that you've been seeing things in America a lot of us never see.
Well, I don't know if it's never see or don't want to look at. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are really hurting. And most folks, by no fault of their own, it's just the luck of the draw. That's basically what happens. My wife was working in downtown San Antonio, and underneath the expressway, the Bridgehorn Expressway, there was a family living there. Mm-hmm. That's where I got the idea for the song. I wrote this thing in pieces over a period of about 30 years, because I got the idea for the song back in the 80s.
Boy.
It was just sad, you know, that these kids don't have a house. You know, adults, that's one thing. But when it involves children, that's a whole different deal, you know. I guess because I've got three kids, and 8 grandkids and 3 great-grandchildren. So,
God bless. What a family. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Singing lullabies to sleepy eyes, how I love those tunes. Hickory dock and a mouse and a clock and a man in the moon. Read me that bedtime story one more time. I hope the Sandman's coming, cause I'm running out of nursery rhymes.
In a year and 7 months, I believe it is, I'll be 70. And so I'm going to retire from trucking. What I'd like to do is kick back and just write, which is what I had intended to do back in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. If I can go back in the studio and do another one, I'd love to.
Well, it sounds to me like you have a lot to say.
It doesn't take much to get me going.
Will Bealey, his new album, after too long a time, Highways and Heart Attacks. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Safe travels.
Thank you very much.
You keep on driving down that highway, down US 85.